morning. Welcome to the House Committee on Higher Education, Innovation, and Workforce Development. It's Wednesday, February 13th. We have three bills on which we're going to conduct work sessions. I expect they'll be quick. We'll be done in plenty of time for the activities on the floor today. So I'll start by opening a work session on House Bill 2276.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2276 appropriates monies to the Oregon Growth Board for purposes of performing duties, functions, and powers of the board, declares an emergency, is effective July 1, and has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Thank you. Representative Gallegos.
Chair Reed, I move House Bill 2276 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Thank you. Representative Gallegos has moved House Bill 2276 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion of the motion? Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. House Bill 2276 is on its way to Ways and Means with a do-pass recommendation. Close the work session on House Bill 2276. Open a work session on House Bill 2280. Victoria.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2280 transfers appropriation of monies in Oregon Growth Fund from Oregon Growth Board to Oregon Business Development Department, authorizes department to use monies in fund and Oregon Growth account to pay administrative costs and for purposes related to duties and responsibilities of the Oregon Growth Board, makes director of Oregon Business Development Department voting member of Oregon Growth Board, adds additional member at large to board, declares an emergency, is effective on passage, and has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. We discussed the Dash-2 amendments last week, which changed the language regarding reinvestment in Oregon from shall to may be required.
So we have an amendment to adopt as well. All right. Very good. Okay. Representative Gallegos.
Chair, I move to adopt the Dash-2 amendments.
Thank you. Representative Gallegos has moved to adopt the Dash-2 amendments. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wisnick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, I ask if we need to have a modifier on the page 2, the one at large member, and the advocates for this bill did provide us this amendment that you have, and I support it.
I think what you're looking at is the Dash-3 amendment. We're talking about the Dash-2 amendment, correct?
No, I don't have the one or two.
So the Dash-2 amendment has to do with the
side letter issue that we discussed.
Right. Okay.
Do you want to pull that one up?
Is it in OLIS?
It should be.
Let's look,
the Dash-2s are on OLIS, yes.
Yeah, Dash-2s are on OLIS. Hmm.
If no one else has any problems. This was doing away with the side letter. Is that what we?
No, it's allowing for the side letter essentially, and making the side letter an option rather than a requirement. Remember, we talked about we may require that, but we may not require it, so that those regional options are possible.
Required. That's all we're doing.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay. Any other discussion of the Dash-2 amendments?
Just for clarification, Jerry, that allows them to opt out of the side letter completely, correct, if they want to?
Under the way I would describe it is that the Growth Board, if this bill passes with this amendment, the Growth Board has the option to commence an arrangement or agreement with a fund that wouldn't sign the side letter.
Yes.
My understanding, and we heard from the chair, that most cases the side letter would be signed, but that this would give the option in the case where there's a fund that we really would like to be an investor in.
Still wouldn't be a showstopper for them.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. Further discussion of the amendment? Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries, and the Dash-2 amendments are adopted.
Chair Reed, I move that House Bill 2280, as amended, to the floor with a do-pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Thank you. Representative Gallegos moves House Bill 2280, as amended, to the floor with a do-pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Discussion of this motion.
Mr. Chair, so we're not going to take three? Am I on the right bill?
You are on the right bill now. We have That one is, I don't think the rest of us were aware of that one. If that's of interest to you, we can ask Representative Gallegos if you'd like to withdraw that, withdraw his motion, and we can come back to that one. Let's stand at ease for just a moment, please. Come back to order. Representative Wisnett, you're okay moving forward?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay. So we're back to Representative Gallegos' motion that the bill as amended would be sent forward with a due pass recommendation and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Any discussion of that motion? Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries, and House Bill 2280 is referred to the Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Close the work session on House Bill 2280 and open the work session on House Bill 2752. Victoria.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2752 increases the maximum amount of corporate excise tax credit allowed for qualified research activities, provides for refundability of credit, applies to tax years beginning on or after January 1, 2016, takes effect 91st day following adjournment, sine die, and does have a subsequent referral to revenue.
Thank you. Representative Gallegos.
Chair Reed, I move House Bill 2752 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Revenue. By prior reference.
Thank you. Representative Gallegos has moved House Bill 2752 to the floor with the due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee on Revenue by prior reference. In discussion on the motion, I will just note that I think we have some more work to do on it in the Revenue Committee, but I'm on the Revenue Committee, and I'll try to take the committee's work forward from there. Any other discussion? Seeing none, any objections to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. House Bill 2752 heads to the Revenue Committee with the due pass recommendation. Close the work session on House Bill 2752. And having exhausted our agenda and our audience, clearly, I think we're done for the day.
We're meeting at 8:30.
We are meeting at 8:30 on Friday rather than 8. We have a little bit later start. Anything else to come before the committee this morning? Seeing none. We'll see you on the floor and see you Friday morning. We're adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And see you Friday morning. We're adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.